put the agenda in the, oh, perfect. Thank you. I put the agenda in the chat so everyone can kind of see it. It's pretty straightforward, though. Pretty easy.
Perfect. Well, thank you. We will call to order this meeting. This is HTRC. We are July 9th at about 10:18 a.m. This is our second meeting in which we're reviewing Farmington's proposal for an HTRZ. We are very, very excited. I think that we're close, and also wanted to give a shout out to Farmington City. They are definitely the group that is putting in a lot of effort for this committee and being able to answer all of our questions. They have been a very engaged and participating group, and so I wanted to thank Lyle and also the mayor for their support in getting this information back so quickly. We do have a new member of the committee here. If you'd like to introduce yourself for just a second.
Is that me, Jim?
Yes, if you wouldn't mind.
I'm Scott Parcell. I'm the district manager of Benchline Water District. I've been with the district for 43 years, and I'm happy to help out what I can.
Scott, thank you for participating. We are in a very interesting situation today. We met in person last month when we saw the Farmington City's first round of proposals, in which we took our oath and we signed an affidavit. And so we'd love for your participation today, but it might only be in kind of a vote of support of the body. I hope you can understand. We'd love to swear you in, but I don't think it's possible to do so remotely.
Okay, yeah, just let me know what I need to do. I'll be more than happy to get it done.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. So with that in mind, I believe we have a quorum. And having a quorum, we've had a chance to have minutes sent out to the body for review. Do I have anyone that's reviewed the minutes and would like to place a motion for approval?
I move to approve the minutes. This is Dunnigan.
I second. This is Jim Evans.
Perfect. All right. Thank you, everyone. If there are any dissenting votes, if you wouldn't mind, if not, we will move forward. Is that a vote of support? So, all right. I view that the minutes are approved. Well, perfect. We've got a few moments. We would love to take 5 minutes or so to turn the time over to Farmington City to be able to review the memo. We had a series of questions that we sent out, and it was so elegantly put forward to this group. Would you mind kind of walking through the memo and some of the points of conversation?
Everybody able to see my screen? I think it let me share. Yeah, with just a few minutes, I may not go deep into every item on the memo. Please feel free to bring something up if there are other items, but I kind of wanted to just to highlight a few. We apologize for making everybody get together twice, but appreciate all the consideration and work on this and the consideration of this effort. And again, last time we outlined, I think, the vision and hoped. Hopefully helped everyone understand how excited we are to pursue something that we think in Farmington will be a great thing for our community, for the county, the region, and how HTRZ is important in that. And just maybe to highlight two particular things, if we got more time, we certainly can dive into others that were highlighted in the memo. But we heard concerns from the group related to the financing. And you'll remember with our initial application, we had seven triggers that were identified, the way that we outlined our numbers and how much increment we expected to collect. Of course, statute only allows for three. We acknowledge and recognize that. And so there's a big difference between our numbers and those of Zions Public Finance. And we had seen that prior to meeting last time, but in kind of a follow-up and prior to this, we did a deep dive into our spreadsheet and data to make sure that we're certain that we concurred with her process and analysis. And so we created a scenario. This is rather aggressive, but where 2026, 2028, and 2030, where just the three tranches, which is the max allowed, if we just triggered it three times, similar to Zions, what our numbers looked like. So above that is the original numbers, and more importantly, on the left is Zions Finance, where they show that HTRZ collected roughly 136 million. Our analysis showed, after changing to three triggers, that we'd be collecting approximately 139 million. So not exact, but I mean, in effect, we're in concurrence that yeah, that's the right amount that we'd be expecting, and we recognize that that's all there would be, which really emphasizes and means that the gap that's still there that developer and market are going to have to somehow cover is the larger gap than even our initial application expected. And so, probably just to highlight, we know it was and recognize we saw a concern of members of the committee that Farmington's asking 80% participation over three tranches, each 25 years, within a 45-year window. We're not looking to utilize sales tax as part of it, but for that property tax piece, that's a long ways out there. It's we get that, but just seeing that gap, our team is still hoping that the committee will consider that our ability to use that 45-year window, the three 25-year tranches. We're really hoping that we can beat everyone's expectations and wrap this project up much quicker. I mean, you saw that scenario. If we triggered everything by 2030, then we would be done well before that time frame. But we're just excited about the vision, the plan, and don't want to fall short of what that might be by not having the tools readily available to help accomplish that. So just to emphasize that, that is still our interest. One of the other pieces as well, just to highlight, is statute required. We show the map, the area that's included. And so hopefully everyone can see that. So again, we showed some visuals last time, and this demonstrates that it's almost exactly a mile from that front runner station that's existing at Station Park up north into this area. Again, we have all the right of way to get up there. Goes into the roughly 100 acres of HTRZ, which again is surrounded by even more development, but we're focusing on this 98 acres. All the properties are within a third of a mile, either completely or partially in that radius. So, as required by statute, we think we meet all those requirements. And just wanted to show with this, I know that transit element is the unique piece in this, and probably any that you've seen prior, maybe forthcoming on these HTRZ requests, right? And it's a lot of chicken and egg, cart before horse. What comes first? As a community right now, if we build it out, even though we've got the right of way, it goes to nothing. We'd be servicing a line to nothing. We'd have infrastructure sitting, aging. We want to get started on some of the development. And so we're hoping to get going with tranche one, put some bodies into the area, some users for the future transit, and then that fixed guideway leading to the remote hub. What we've offered or recommended with some of the feedback we've got is we could make those second and third tranches out there as a big carrot, contingent upon those agreements being worked out on how that construction and operation will take place for the transit. And we think that's a good timing. We're expecting to work with the developer even very soon on getting those agreements outlined and the construction process figured out, arranged with the UTA and stuff, and sooner than later, coming year or so. But that way we could get rolling. And I think that's just outlined with Jim and his team and the conditions that we'll look at the specific text and how the proposal works. That's my 5 minutes plus. I just kind of wanted to highlight maybe those key points. Again, as the discussion continues, happy to take questions. What else we've done on some of the others. Appreciate just the consideration.
Thank you, Mr. Gibson.
If I can
Okay,
stop sharing,
to
take
the
control here.
committee, questions to Farmington City. Excellent presentation, and one of the motions that we'll be looking at will consider a need to have the transportation solution on tranche two and three. And so that's was discussed in Farmington's proposal today. So if there are no questions, I do have a motion prepared as we had a chance to visit and to gather everyone's feedback. If that would be appropriate, we could start there. As a committee, are we ready to look at that?
Jim, will you
Yeah.
put that motion back up and share with everybody again? Because I think we
Let's
did an addition last night.
Yes, we did. So,
Jim, do you want me to do that or do you want to do that?
yeah, Allison, if you wouldn't mind doing that'd
Okay.
be great.
I'll get it up right now.
If not, I have it available as well. Oh, wonderful. There we go.
And then, okay. So this is mostly what I sent out, but this we'll actually go back to this one. So the interim plan for transportation between HTRZ and Front Runner Station, Senator Harper, is what you added. So I don't know what detail you want to include for that, but then this was what was added with Farmington, and then Representative Dunnigan pointed out that we need the contingent for the two tranches, two and three. So I'll go back to the main one first.
Perfect. So if you like, I can go ahead and read it out, and then we can discuss it if that works. So the Housing and Transit Reinvestment Zone Committee approves the project as presented to the committee, located at a planned fixed guideway extension northwest from Farmington Front Runner Station, with the following conditions. It's located within one-third of a mile of planned North Station. Duration of 25 consecutive years per parcel over a 45-year period. Maximum capture of 80% of property tax increment. That they will shrink the CRA boundary to accommodate the HTRZ boundary. It's estimated at $139 million. No more than three trigger dates with each county consultation at the beginning of each trigger for cap amount. Interim plan for transportation between HTRZ and Front Runner Station. Requirement of 9% of affordable housing of less than or equal to 80% of AMI and 3% of affordable housing of less than or equal to 60% of AMI. And the last one. Executing the triggers for tranches two and three are contingent upon executed development agreements between the developers and the city, which commit to achieving the residential densities required by statute, which also commit to the installation of the fixed guideway and transit hub infrastructure.
I have a question. This is Dunnigan. I have a question on the first page on the last one, requirement of 9% of affordable housing, less than 80%. Does that then the 3% less than 60% AMI, I assume that counts towards the 9%. Is that right? It's 9% total of 80% of AMI, of which 3% has to be 60%. Is that included in that, or is it an additional 3%?
Farmington, would you be able to respond?
Sure. Our understanding, and we've typically done 10% moderate income housing with our recent developments by our current ordinances, 80% AMI. Our understanding of the statute is that's 12% total, 9 plus 3. And I believe, in addition, that's how we worked up our numbers is to reflect
Then,
12% of that.
all right, so you're planning on 12% total, right?
That's correct.
So I think we ought to add a little bit of language. It says requirement 9% affordable housing, let's say, and an additional 3% of affordable. I just like a word put in there, and two words, an additional 3% affordable housing.
And that would be amenable and acceptable. I think that is the plan, and I believe that's what this the legislature contemplated, where they it had originally been 10%, and it was modified I'm going to get it wrong, but a session or two ago to be the 9-3 to total 12. So we welcome that clarification.
Thank you for the clarification.
Are you ready for a motion?
I have one question, if I may.
Yes,
so
please.
On the point above that, where it says, where it goes through and says the, where's the plan on that? Anyway, right above that one, yes. Plan for the interim transportation plan. Is that a plan, or does it actually have to be operational?
I think, if I may, the item on the next slide, that has to be, the infrastructure has to be, it doesn't necessarily say operational, but the infrastructure has to be installed before the last two tranches can be triggered.
Okay, because you were talking previously about having some type of shuttle service once construction starts down to the front runner. And then we have the other one that once, you know, phase one is done, then you go through and have the infrastructure, the line, the fixed guideway, whatever it is, going up and actually there. So I'm just looking at that interim thing so that when houses are built and we're requiring use of transit, there's something that is there. Do you feel like the word plan is sufficient for that?
If I may, Senator Harper, this is Beth Holbrook with UTA. As you are well aware, considering you're the co-chair of Transportation Committee, one of the challenges for capital investment is ridership. And so I think that the ridership piece will really trigger that actual infrastructure investment. And so a plan. As you know, ridership and funding for capital in projects is sometimes federal as well as local. And if we do pursue that route, I think that plan is sufficient because that will allow us to maximize our options as to how we pursue funding for this capital project.
And I find that helpful. Thank you very much. But this is tied into maximizing the investment in transit. So I want to make sure that is there. And I know the Farmington has talked about maybe they start off with a simple shuttle every so often. I think that can be worked out. We just need to make sure something happens.
I would be comfortable to add the language. If you go to that third slide again, if we needed to put something in there that not only the infrastructure is in, but it's being utilized, we could put that in there as well, if you'd like.
I agree with Senator Harper. I think we need to put something in there that says it's operational or something, rather than just it's there, but nobody's using it. Sure. Or not functional.
Yeah.
Perhaps the word language. Operational does, yeah. Go ahead, Jim. Sorry.
Installation and operation of the fixed guideway.
That would be fine with us.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
Okay, I think we're really, really close. I'm going to take those as substitute motions that the body is in favor of. And coming back to the motion that's before us, any discussion to that motion?
May we go back to the first page where those two words added that I requested?
Yes, I see. And additional 3% of affordable housing.
Yeah, throw in the word and after and, equal to 80% of AMI and an additional 3%.
Any concerns from Farmington with this additional language? I'm seeing head nods no. So, okay, I think we're in a pretty good place.
I think we are.
All right, I will accept a motion.
I'll move to adopt the proposed plan.
Thank you. That was Representative Dunnigan. Do we have a second?
This is Jim Evans. I'd second.
Jim Evans, second. Okay. Allison, would you be prepared to do a roll call vote?
Oops. All right. Chairman?
Aye.
Brigham?
Aye.
Jim Evans?
Aye.
Beth?
Aye.
Kurt's not on the call, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Senator Harper?
Yes.
Senator Cullimore?
Yes.
Representative White?
Yes.
Representative Dunnigan?
Aye.
Bob Stevenson is not on the call, correct?
That appears correct.
Okay, Craig?
Yes.
Liz?
Yes.
And then unofficially, Scott?
Of course, yes.
Congratulations. That sounds unanimous. Congratulations, Martin.
Thank you all.
Well done.
Thank
well
you
done.
For your time. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And I assume Jim will follow up with you on any follow-up steps with that. So appreciate all your help on this.
Absolutely. We're really, really excited. Thank you for being the first to lead out in Davis County. We're expecting a lot of, I'll say, other cities looking at you with envy to say you made it through this process. And we're very glad that Farmington is able to step up and to leverage the resources and the assets in their area. So thank you very much. You're a fantastic city to work with. With that, I'll take a final motion.
Motion to adjourn.
All right. Motion to adjourn by Beth. Thank you very much.
Second.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.